KJAN Sports.
It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Well, another recruit has committed with the University of Iowa. Chicago area defensive lineman Jeremiah Pittman announced on social media yesterday that he was verbally committing to the Hawkeyes. Pittman is a 6'2", 260-pounder, and he became the 15th known verbal commitment to Iowa's 2021 recruiting class as he joins Max Llewellyn and Jeff Bowie as projected defensive linemen in that class. Rivals and 24/7 ranked Pittman as a three-star prospect. Pittman also received scholarship offers from Boston College, Iowa State, Michigan State, Minnesota, Missouri, Northwestern, Syracuse, Texas Tech, Wisconsin, and others. Pittman has not been able to visit the university this spring because of the recruiting dead period. It's been extended through June because of the pandemic. Iowa backup center Jeff Jenkins has entered the NCAA transfer portal. Jenkins spent two seasons with the Hawkeye football program, redshirting his first season, then competing in two games during the 2019 season. Jenkins had previously hinted to media outlets that he may step away from football, but will now be looking at some other options. He'd have 3 years of eligibility remaining at his next destination, but he'd have to sit out next season unless he was granted a waiver. Iowa running back Samson Evans announced he's entering the NCAA transfer portal on Monday afternoon. Evans cycled between running back and wide receiver, but never saw the field. Evans rushed for 6,386 yards and 111 touchdowns during his high school career in Illinois. He was also a heavily recruited dual-threat quarterback as he was coming out of high school. Well, the Iowa State football team has added a graduate transfer at the safety position. Former North Carolina safety Greg Ross announced his commitment to ISU on Sunday. Ross played in all 13 games for the Tar Heels last season, starting five of them. He also started six games during his sophomore season in Chapel Hill. Last year, he finished with 26 tackles and five pass breakups. A Drake football coach Todd Stepsis is looking at various options for summer workouts. Bulldog upperclassmen are scheduled to report on June 1st if they receive the all clear due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
We're obviously the optimist in us. We're thinking June 1, but then, you know, how's that going to look July 1? How's that going to look August 1? And what are the types of things that we need to do from a programming standpoint to make sure that, you know, we don't push the gas pedal down too hard too quickly and end up having soft tissue injuries and things like that.
Stepsis says they've looked at all the options, including those with a reporting date as late as August.
Yeah, the strength staff has been phenomenal, and our coaching staff has also been doing a great job as far as making our players aware of the different scenarios that could possibly happen and then how we need to prepare for each one of those.
Stepsis says there is still a chance of having a pretty routine summer conditioning program.
If we can get back June 1, it's going to look kind of what it always looks like in the summertime. But then as that gets pushed back later and later, we have several different, programs, if you want to call it programs, as far as what the resources that are available for players. So if we're stuck at home until July, you know, we got to have a plan for guys that have a place to work out that has all the equipment. We got to have a plan that has maybe minimal equipment. I have a plan that has no equipment and, kind of everything in between.
Well, the NFL is amending the Rooney Rule to require more interviews of minority candidates for head coaching and coordinator positions. That's according to two people familiar with that decision who told the Associated Press about the plans. Reacting to a lack of diversity progress in hiring for those jobs, the league will require teams to interview at least two minority candidates from outside the organization for head coach openings. The two people say that at least one minority candidate must be interviewed for a coordinator's spot. The rule is named after the late Dan Rooney, who owned the Pittsburgh Steelers and was adopted in 2003. It has had some impact, but in the recent spate of coaching hiring, few have gone to minority candidates. Well, World Team Tennis CEO Carlos Silva says the league is still on track for July 12th to open its three-week season and is hoping to select a site this week. Silva said in a telephone interview Monday with the AP that four cities are in the mix. He mentioned Texas and Florida as possible host states. The International Tennis Federation and the ATP and WTA Tours said on Friday they were extending their suspensions of play into late July because of the coronavirus pandemic. But World Team Tennis is not sanctioned by those three groups and doesn't need to follow their guidelines. California Governor Gavin Newsom has given the go-ahead for professional sports teams in the state to play without spectators soon. The Democratic governor said Monday that sports could return in the first week or so of June without spectators and modifications and very prescriptive conditions. That's extremely welcome news for teams who are wondering if they would have to make contingency plans to play elsewhere. Los Angeles County officials said last week there was the possibility that their stay-at-home order could be extended through the summer. LeBron James reiterated Monday that he's hopeful the NBA season can resume, with the caveat that the health and well-being of players won't be jeopardized by a return to play. The Los Angeles Lakers star said it remains his wish that the season comes back sooner than later. The NBA suspended the season on March 11th because of the coronavirus pandemic, and two unidentified members of the Lakers were among the league's players who subsequently tested positive for the virus. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says pro sports leagues and entities in baseball, basketball, softball, golf, tennis, football, and car racing can apply to the state to hold events without spectators starting May 31st. Abbott also says Little League Baseball can resume play with parents watching under social distancing guidelines. Youth sports camps may also open up in June. USA Baseball is tentatively scheduled July 24th as the start dates for its 2020 schedule of summer events. The nation's sports governing body says the first event would be the 14 and under cup from July 24th through the 26th at the National Training Complex in Cary, North Carolina. Eight other age group competitions will be held from late July through August. The odds were against NASCAR flawlessly executing its reopening, but the Stock Car Series successfully got back on track Sunday at Darlington Raceway without a slip. Participants all passed a health screening to enter the facility. No one was scolded for not socially distancing, and everyone wore a mask. It was all NASCAR could hope for as it desperately tries to recover from a 10-week shutdown during the coronavirus pandemic. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf says NASCAR can hold its races at Pocono Raceway in late June if the coronavirus situation improves in the area, though the races might have to go off without fans. Pocono Raceway is in Monroe County, which currently is under Wolf's strictest pandemic orders, or a red designation. But Wolf said Monday that if the county moves to yellow, then NASCAR may hold the two races as long as there are no spectators present and guidelines are followed to keep competitors safe. Notre Dame is planning to allow students back on campus for the fall semester beginning in early August. University President Reverend John Jenkins made the announcement in letters to the campus community. There was no mention of sports. The school's reopening plan includes comprehensive testing for COVID-19, contact tracing, quarantine and isolation protocols, social distancing and mask requirements, and enhanced cleaning of all campus spaces. The Irish are scheduled to open the football season against Navy in Ireland on August 29th. Students were sent home in mid-March to complete the spring semester remotely because of the coronavirus pandemic. Well, the U.S. Open won't have qualifying for the first time since 1924. You can chalk that up to the COVID-19 pandemic that already has postponed the U.S. Open from June to September 17th through the 20th at Wingfoot in New York. Qualifying is the hallmark of the U.S. Open. The USGA likes to point out that roughly half of the 156-man field has to go through some form of qualifying, but not this year. Still to be determined is how the exemptions are created for the rest of the players. Among those not already exempt is Phil Mickelson, who has said that he won't ask for an invitation. The return of live golf to television had a total audience delivery of 2.35 million viewers. Rory McIlroy and Dustin Johnson defeated Ricky Fowler and Matthew Wolff in the TaylorMade Driving Relief. The exhibition raised at least $5.5 million for COVID-19 relief funds. NBC Sports says the total audience delivery was 16% higher than the final of the Dell Match Play last year in Texas. It used that as a comparison because only four players were on the course. It was roughly the same as network coverage of PGA Tour events from the second quarter of 2019. A person familiar with the decision says the Miami Marlins will allow players on their 40-man roster access to their spring training complex to pitch off a mound or hit in batting cages beginning today. The person confirmed the decision to the Associated Press because the Marlins made no announcement. They say the rest of the complex in Jupiter, Florida will remain closed. According to the source, the optional workouts will be individual with a staff member present, and those involved will abide by social distancing guidelines. Arizona Diamondbacks outfielder Starling Marte has announced on social media that his wife, Nolia, has died of a heart attack. Marte wrote on Instagram Monday, "Today I go through the great pain of making public the unfortunate death of my wife, Nolia, due to a heart attack." He said, "It's a moment of indescribable pain. On behalf of my family, I'm grateful for the expressions of esteem and solidarity in this difficult time." The 31-year-old Marte has played his entire 8-year big league career with the Pittsburgh Pirates before being traded to the Diamondbacks during the offseason. The Pirates also responded on social media, saying the entire Pirates family extended their deepest condolences to Marte and his family during that terrible time. Well, the Indiana Hoosiers have signed Christian Lander, who was expected to be one of the nation's top-rated point guards in next season's recruiting class. But Coach Archie Miller says the 6'2 point guard will reclassify so he can play basketball this fall. Lander is from Evansville and joins Anthony Leal and Trey Galloway as the third major in-state recruit in the 2020 recruiting class. Leal was named the Indy Star Mr. Basketball this past month. Galloway and Lander were both second-team selections on the Associated Press All-State team. Indiana also has signed Jordan Geronimo of New Hampshire. And the final episodes of The Last Dance have aired, yet ESPN has one more program to show about the Chicago Bulls' sixth championship. ESPN will show Game 6, the movie, on Wednesday night during a rebroadcast of episodes 9 and 10 of The Last Dance. The game will feature game footage captured by five NBA entertainment cameras. The Bulls defeated the Utah Jazz 87-86 as Michael Jordan hit the game-winning basket with 5.2 seconds remaining to cap their sixth championship in eight seasons. That'll mark the first time that game's been available to watch in high definition. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.